from KQED.
Well, as the November 6th election nears, more than a few candidates in close races will be biting their nails. And if they do, they could officially be diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder. That's because in the updated Bible of Psychiatry, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, there's a new category called the obsessive-compulsive spectrum. It includes not just OCD, but other behaviors that are far more common. Amy Standen has more.
I am a nail biter, and I can tell you the exact moment I became one. I was 6 years old, watching my mom get dressed for work. She paused to mull something over, chewing on a nail. How cool, I thought. How grown up. I think I'll try it. And I never stopped. In fact, for 30 years, I bit them to the nubs. It was embarrassing. At parties, I learned to wrap my fingers all the way around my wine glass so that my nails faced my chest. I hated filling out forms in public places. Then recently, something happened that made me finally quit biting my nails. I'll get to that in a bit. But I was feeling pretty pleased with myself when I spread out my hands in front of Carol Matthews. She's a psychiatrist at UC San Francisco.
Well, you're a nail biter, right? I can see that you're a nail biter, right? It's not bad. It looks like you're a recovered nail biter is probably what I would say.
Matthews specializes in pathological grooming. It's a group of behaviors that includes nail biting, but also people who pull their hair out. That's called trichotillomania, or pick at their skin. And to a certain extent, this is just normal grooming, the kind of thing
that most animals do and is evolutionarily adaptive.
To a point. In pathological groomers, those behaviors go haywire. Now, until recently, pathological grooming was sort of an afterthought in the DSM, put in a catch-all category called not otherwise classified. But the new DSM proposes something different. It creates a category called obsessive, compulsive, and related disorders. So that includes people who, say, wash their hands compulsively or have to line up their shoes a certain way. The idea is to expand this group.
And that grooming disorders may be pulled out and put into that category.
This does not mean that insurance companies are going to raise premiums on nail biters or issue policy-mandated manicures. But it does give us nail biters and psychiatrists a new way to think about something that used to be considered simply a bad habit. And that raises questions. For one,
there's always the worry about, are we over-pathologizing normal behaviors? That's always a worry, right?
And does the grouping make sense? Because there are real differences between OCD and those of us who pick, pull, or bite, including one big one.
In OCD, the compulsion is really unwanted.
People with OCD don't want to be washing their hands or checking the stove over and over again. They're terrified that if they don't do it, something bad will happen. But the biters and the hair pullers, they tell a very different story. They kind of like it.
Yeah, it's rewarding. It feels good. When you get the right nail, it feels good. It's kind of a funny sense of reward, but it's a sense of reward.
Another question the new DSM has to take into consideration is genetics. Are there genetic signatures that can help explain both OCD and pathological grooming? And to what extent are these behaviors hereditary?
Now to my laboratory.
And that's where Francis Lee comes in.
And if you want to, we can start by...
Lee is a neuroscientist at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York. He studies...
mice.
A few years ago, a colleague, another mouse guy, came to Lee with a mystery. A mouse bred with a specific gene mutation that was behaving very oddly.
I was dumbstruck.
Because the mouse was doing something Lee instantly recognized from studying people.
It was just repetitively moving its front paws over its eyes and ears.
These mice groom so much, they give themselves bald spots.
They've removed all the hair around their eyes, so they actually look like mice that have little white rings around their eyes.
To Lee, this mouse brand of pathological grooming looks like OCD, a repetitive behavior that the mice are compelled to do. And just like people with OCD, these mice are very likely to have high levels of anxiety and fearfulness. In fact, Lee said so to his colleague at the time.
That is one crazy mouse.
Lee's work shows that in mice, a single gene tweak can cause OCD-like symptoms, including over-grooming. Now scientists are trying to find out whether the same mutations might contribute to OCD or to pathological grooming in people. Which brings me to the reason that I finally stopped biting my nails.
Mommy, I could draw a volcano.
Really? Let's see it.
This is my daughter, okay. Cora. She's three. And recently I noticed something she had started to do.
You know when you put your fingers in your mouth? Huh? Like that? What does that feel like?
But I don't want to put them in my mouth. I'm just doing it even though I don't want to.
You're doing it even though you don't want to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt terrible about this. I had made a crazy mouse, one who would wrap her fingers around wine glasses just like I had. Worse, I was making her feel bad about it.
I'm going to stop doing it.
How come?
Because you don't like me, do you remember?
These questions the DSM is grappling with, they're the same ones we parents have about our kids. Are our genes their destiny? What's a pathology, and what's just a bad habit? The newly revised DSM will be released in San Francisco next May. Maybe around the time Cora's own kids start chewing their fingernails, she'll have better answers than we do now. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.